The first winner last week, as voted by the P1s, was Matt Birmingham trying to contact Corby Davidson and dialing two different phone number, or the phone number that he had in his phone, misdialing it twice, and it was just the definition of an emergency break. So we've got one more to get to here, and we've got four candidates today, and we're going to have to zoom through these, and we're going to vote as a show, and then tomorrow at 7:55, the P1s will pick the e-break of the year. So let's start off now with a couple of candidates from the morning show. This is the Great Gordo, and they were having a Kristaps Porzingis discussion, a roundtable, I believe, and Gordo absolutely derails it, but not in the way that he normally does.
Presenting Mike is my new favorite character in the whole wide world. And yes, I've had a blast here with everybody. Man.
I took advantage
really
of way too many of his, quote, exciting opportunities this week.
And what does that sales job sound like?
You know, we could just head out there. I mean, the guy said, hey, look, you can stop. It's fine.
Oh my god!
Gordon just fell backwards.
Well, that Mike,
we're
karma.
Just talking about head injuries.
Mike's not even here. Yeah. And the karma got to Gordon.
You didn't hit your head, did you?
Are you okay?
Like Bob Saget?
That's the wrong headset. Oh my gosh!
I'm just feeling sleepy. I'm going to go to my
hotel. No!
You need to stay around Orlando.
You can't be alone.
I'm just going to lay down just a little bit.
Go to Orlando. That was one of the greatest slow motion things I've ever
seen. It was so super slow motion.
So, did y'all explain what happened? So, my suitcase is right behind me, and I'm standing up, and so I'm backing away as I'm doing my pitch, and I trip over my suitcase. But it's like I fall in slow motion.
Oh my gosh!
Because the chair's back behind me, it's just slowly like five different stages of the fall that was happening.
That was so slow that I feel like we locked eyes on the way down.
We went Matrix all of a sudden.
I've never seen anybody fall like that.
The camera's moving at 360 around me.
I felt like.
And this goes on for another like 40 seconds as well. We're a little strapped for time here, but Gordo ending a segment there by tripping and falling down in the studio. It's a little bit of an emergency break, I'd say.
Yeah. Did he trip and fall, or did he just fall backwards in his chair?
I think he stood up.
And just went down?
I think he tripped on...
His foot hung on something?
Yeah.
He was catching a flight out of Super Bowl week that day, so he fell over his chair and his suitcase.
Good stuff.
It's quite funny. All right, we've got two from Giorgio here. And I was kind of concerned, should we do two of him? But both of them are just so funny for many different reasons here. We're going to start out here with George... One, not paying attention to the show, and then getting frightened by a video that he saw while he's not paying attention to the show. And we're going to do that here on the ticket.
The biodiversity there can sometimes be frightening because they have lots of venomous creatures. What happened to you just then, George? That was weird.
What happened to you?
I did see that. It was a shutter or something.
You look like you
just
got shot.
I was scrolling through, and it was a video of a ball hitting a camera, and it made me jump.
That was so weird. I was looking at George, and he's looking down at his computer, and all of a sudden he flinches backward.
I'll retweet and see if it makes you jump the first time. Oh, you got to be ready for it, though.
So you thought a ball might come out of your laptop and hit you in the face?
I don't know. It was that reaction.
George was going to the moving pictures in 1912 or whenever and couldn't understand what he was seeing.
Is he okay?
No.
He's drunk.
That one really tickled me.
I've fallen victim to those before, by the way. Have you ever seen one of those?
Yeah.
Where, like, it'll be an Instagram video or something, and it'll show, you know, some little T-ball kid, and then he fouls one right back at the screen. And
almost
it
like
makes
a jump scare.
Yeah, it kind of makes you jump.
Well, we also had this one, and this one is probably going to be hard to beat. Had a lot of fun moments on Picks with Friends this year. This is George and the Bunky.
It's awesome.
What's this if my wife thing? Everything's about my wife.
My wife says it's okay.
Yeah. Let's get some scene control, bro.
Oh, who is this?
No, I let her boss me around, then I make fun of her on stage, and that's like kind of the agreement we have.
Okay.
Speaking of wives, make it a Thanksgiving meal that you break it about the bunkie. Dan.
What did you say?
What did you say? I said, make it.
George's stroke.
Yeah,
no.
What are the words he said?
I'm confused.
I said, make it Thanksgiving Day meal that you break it to your wife about the monkey.
Oh, the monkey. Oh. Okay.
What'd you think I said?
You said bunkie. When we come back for a break.
Did I glitch out or something? Okay, I must have glitched out.
We'll have that drop when we come back just to hear what it was.
Have your wife make you a bunkie
about the monkey.
What did he just do?
About the monkey.
Okay, there's no worse time to screw something up than there, where you've got the ensemble cast there, and then you've got Birmingham 2 plays the Norm, what? And then the life support machine that we're not sure if George is going to make it after that
one. The immediate dog pile.
That one is a strong candidate, and this one is pretty strong as well. We had Dan versus Matt Birmingham in the first version, not advance. Let's give Dan versus Ty Walker a chance to advance to the final.
And Blake told us earlier that Ty Walker has a funny voicemail.
I don't think it's funny. I mean, I've said it like 15 years ago, maybe. So I don't remember what it was. I don't think it's funny.
Oh, hey, this is Ty. What's up?
No, it's... You're not going to probably laugh out loud. But it's a
I'm not
bit.
Here.
Earlier you said it was funny. Now you're going to back off that, Blake?
It made me laugh because of the context, I guess.
You know the rules of the game, Blake.
It's not going to be Chappie level.
All right, you're listening to the number one moment on the Hang Zone's...
the most contentious show on radio.
...countdown of the year, right here.
Oh, God.
Here it is, as sold by Blake Jones, as the funniest thing he's ever heard.
Hey, this is 817-907.
Did you just hang up on that?
I might have.
It was an accident. He fat-fingered it. I saw it. His homer hand slipped. He didn't mean to hang up.
But instead of the automated voice, you get Ty's voice. This is 8.
Yeah, what are you doing there? Is that what's funny?
He's not listening.
Wow, he's already checked out.
Ty's not listening? This is about you!
Sean was asking me what was going on.
I don't give a crap!
I mean, in fairness, we were, like, doing a segment
Leave
about
your... My
Whoa!
What
is happening? Caught it.
It's Friday.
I mean, in fairness, though...
How about have Sean go home?
Hold on.
Dan.
Dan's representation would like to speak. In fairness, we were doing a segment about your voicemail, and then when he directed the conversation back to you, you didn't hear us because...
I was distracted because Sean walked in about that time.
Okay.
So,
but will you apologize to Dan?
Dan, I am
and mean it.
Very sorry, and I mean it.
Oh, God, that's tense.
So awkward.
All right, we got to get moving here. We are super late. So, Daddy, who do you like in the Gordo falling, George scared of an internet video, not paying attention to the show, the George Bunky, or Dan versus Ty Walker?
I mean, I got to go George Bunky. If there wasn't day drinking going on during that, I'll eat my shoe.
Sod?
Give me Dan. I think, you know, Dan's extreme moments are the best, whether he breaks out in that crazy laugh or, you know, rages.
Curses live on the air.
Give me Dan. Hey, he should have got it on the ham thing, so give me him here.
Jay?
George
Bunky.
George Bunky. Excellent vote. Eli?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with breaking the news about the Bunky.
Bunky.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bunky. That's a strong one.
That's a strong competitor. That's going to be a tough out.
All right, Bunky moves on.